Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1971, 10 Ways to Reduce Your Toxic Exposure, Part 2, by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com, and I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Thursday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook. Today's post is Part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1970. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part two and continue optimizing your life. 10 Ways to Reduce Your Toxic Exposure, Part 2, by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. 3. Buy more loose organic foods. What you put in your body is vitally important, especially if you deal with any kind of chronic illness. So, take a look at your food. Try to choose foods that aren't wrapped in tons of plastic or come in cans, as packaging can expose your foods to chemicals. Also, if your budget allows, reach for organic produce whenever possible to cut down on your pesticide intake. If you can't eat 100% organic, I mean, I certainly don't, check out the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 from the environmentalworkinggroup.org or EWG.org. 4. Ditch the air fresheners. All those things we use to make our homes and cars smell nice are actually filled with compounds that are linked to cancer and respiratory disease. Unless something says that it's scented with only 100% of some natural product, it's likely going to contain artificial fragrances and perfumes. Swap out your Febreze, candles, and little car trees for alternatives. 5. Try some new cosmetics. It has been estimated that the average woman puts over 1,500 different chemicals on her body each day, and many of them come from cosmetic and beauty products. Take a look at the Environmental Working Group's Guide to Safe Cosmetics, research some alternatives, or shop at your local natural food store for makeup, skincare, and more. And men, whether you wear makeup or not, this applies to you too. 6. Put down the drugs. While it's not always the first thing that comes to mind when someone says environmental toxin, drugs and other harmful substances deserve a place on the list. If you are smoking, quit. If you're drinking to excess or using another illicit substance, especially from an unknown supplier, it's time to get some help so you can stop. 7. Refresh your laundry routine. Your clothes and sheets come in contact with your skin for many hours each and every day and night. So, what you wash with makes a difference. Look for safe, non-toxic laundry detergent, or make your own, and ditch the unnecessary scent boosters and other perfumes. Get rid of your chemical-coated dryer sheets and consider using wool dryer balls. 8. Throw out the nonstick cookware. Teflon and other nonstick coatings have already been associated with certain diseases, so I'm always surprised at how popular nonstick cookware still is. Thankfully, there are alternatives. Get rid of your nonstick pots and pans and look for safer cooking supplies. My favorites are ceramic, glass, stainless steel, and cast iron. There are many silicone options too, but the jury is still out on whether exposing this to high heat is safe, so use caution with these. 9. Reevaluate your medicine cabinet. Too often, when we're feeling sick or in pain, we reach for cheap, convenient, conventional medications to help. And while these can be nice for the reasons just mentioned, they can also come with a whole host of nasty ingredients. Artificial dyes, flavorings, sweeteners, and toxic coatings are in many well-known over-the-counter medications. Consider trying natural or herbal remedies instead, with ingredients you can pronounce, and no wild colors or flavors. Bright blue cough syrup probably isn't a good idea. And 10, take your shoes off. Most of us wear our shoes in and out of the home. I'm definitely guilty of this, but it's actually a seriously bad idea for our health. Think of all the things you step on while you're out and about, and how many chemicals, bacteria, molds, and other nasties you're tracking in. These things can get spread throughout your home pretty easily and aerosolized every time you sweep or vacuum. Designate a shoe area near the entrance to corral the toxins. When you want to recover your health or prevent yourself from getting sick, it's important to remember that you have more power than you realize. You are in charge of what items you allow into your home, into your body, onto your skin, and just a few small changes can make a big difference. These 10 ideas can get you on the road to feeling better and regaining control over the toxins in your environment. My rule of thumb for just about everything, but certainly when it comes to my food and products I use, is to keep it simple. The more ingredients, additives, dyes, flavorings, coatings, and unpronounceable chemicals something has in it, the more likely it is to be toxic. Choosing simple, handmade, or unprocessed and packaged-free items is a great habit to get into. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 10 Ways to Reduce Your Toxic Exposure by Melanie Schwader of abrighterwild.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. In my commentary on yesterday's episode, I talked about how the European Union has banned many toxic substances that are still available here in the US. So, whenever there are conflicting data about the safety of some chemical or product, I always look to see what Europe is doing. As I said yesterday, the way things work in the US is this. A product is determined to be safe until proven otherwise. In Europe, it's the opposite. A product is determined to be unsafe until proven it is safe. So, if Europe has banned a product or a chemical, it's probably for a good reason. And yesterday, I gave the example of carrageenan and how it's banned in Europe, but still used in many products here in the US. Today's author, Melanie, shared that she threw out all of her nonstick cookware. You know, the stuff that's made of Teflon. I'll be honest with you, I did the same thing a couple of years ago. This was because back in 2020, the European Union concluded that Teflon was not safe and banned it. So, if you're able, consider getting rid of that nonstick cookware and replace them with stainless steel and glass. And in fact, on tomorrow's Q&A episode, I'm going to go into even more detail about all of this stuff. So that will do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week. And as I just mentioned, I'll see you here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A, where your optimal life awaits.